As I said yesterday, St. Paul doesn't know how to mince his words. Huh? Today he called the Galatians stupid for their ignorant of forgetting Christ. And I think we all suffer from that from time to time. Hmm? That we let the things of this world deter us, distract us, or make us lose hope and lose focus in the one who loves us first. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we get so worked up about the fine details, huh? A, B, C, D, E, F, Z need to happen, or else my life going to be a sham, a mess. But I try to remind people as a chaplain all the time that life does not have to be perfect to be good. And this is what we need to remember, my brothers and sisters. No matter how hard our lives can be, the challenges that are in front of us, or the things that we have hoped and prayed and will for a long time, when those things don't happen, when things do not fall in their place, when life is not perfect, it doesn't mean that there's no good there. There's no goodness there, right? The Lord Jesus reminds us so dearly today that our Heavenly Father cares for us much more than we care for ourselves. Not just the immediate good, but our eternal good. Do we believe that, my brothers and sisters? I don't know about you, I struggle with that every day, right? But I ultimately know this is what the saints teach us to do. It's called retrospective reflection. Look back at our lives and see where we are today. It's a work of grace. Where we are today has been His love for us. And where we are today perhaps has been beyond our imagination. What we work for. Therefore, even though the future might be uncertain and we don't know what's going on, we know that He listens and He knows our heart. And He wills our good. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, take comfort in what the Lord has said. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, find. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. Not according to our will. Not according to what we see or want. But according to His eternal good who loved us since the beginning.